Bald eagles have made a dramatic comeback from the edge of extinction in many places, but not California. There are only about 150 breeding pairs in that state. In Southern California, bald eagles are only found on Catalina Island, off the coast near Los Angeles. And as KPCC's Ilsa Setzio reports, these eagles are still threatened by the same chemical that nearly wiped them out decades ago.
Still got a bead around your belt?
Yeah.
All the way.
On the shoulder of a popular sightseeing road, three biologists are discussing how to climb one of Catalina Island's many large eucalyptus trees. Cradled in the tree's upper limbs is a bald eagle nest. The biologists are here on an unusual mission. They're going to steal the eagle's eggs. Peter Sharp from the Institute for Wildlife Studies says taking the eggs is the only way to save the unborn chicks.
Does that mean you want to clip this onto your back?
This is the first major climb that we've had to do. We're hopefully can do it in about 20 minutes. At this early stage in nesting, they have a tendency to abandon the nest if we keep them off for about 20 minutes or more.
Catalina's bald eagles are so highly contaminated, they can't reproduce without human assistance. For nearly 40 years, Montrose Corp. manufactured DDT in Los Angeles County and discharged tons of the pesticide into local sewers. Today, the waters off the L.A. coast are still tainted by the nation's largest deposit of DDT. The chemical accumulates in eagles as the birds consume contaminated animals lower on the food chain. DDT weakens the shells of the eggs to the point where they can break under the weight of the nesting birds. One of Sharp's assistants unfolds a ladder, while biologist Kevin Ryan straps on climbing spikes and prepares to scale the tree. Sharp offers Ryan some last-minute instructions.
Just sort of gently roll the egg into your hand. First, I'd put, at least if there's only one egg, put two fake ones. We want to put at least two in case the ravens do come in and steal it, which has been known to happen.
So why do you need to put fake eggs in there?
The fake eggs just keep them sitting in the nest until we have a chick to put in. Well, there goes the eagle. Eagle left at 6:42.
Ryan reaches the nest and begins to remove the eggs. Today's mission is paid for by some of the damages awarded in two of the nation's largest settlements for ecological destruction. A total of $145 million from Montrose, other chemical companies, and local governments.
Oh, here she comes.
That's what I like to see, some defense.
The mother eagle protests the intrusion with a series of clucks, squeals, and whistles.
All the way.
Ryan slowly lowers two eggs down to Peter Sharp.
We have two healthy-looking eggs. No obvious cracks.
Sharp places the eggs in a portable incubator. Within the hour, he will take the first helicopter off the island and hop a plane at LAX for San Francisco, where biologists will try to hatch the eggs. But Sharp says that will be difficult because the DDT-tainted shells are so thin and dehydrated.
We only have about 15 to 20% hatching success with the eggs from the island, and I'm not counting on these eggs to hatch.
Because of the difficulty hatching wild eggs, most of the chicks reared on Catalina are really the offspring of captive eagles at the San Francisco Zoo. Of the 33 eaglets the Institute has placed into nests on the island over the past 20 years, only five were descendants of Catalina birds.
So how old is he?
This is an eight-day-old chick. And we usually wait till they're about a week old to put them into the nest.
When he can, Sharp times his trip to San Francisco so he can return with a hatchling. On a recent night in his living room, he cared for an eaglet born from a zoo bird.
At this age, they're getting fed about every 3 hours throughout the daylight.
Sharp dunks the beak of a plastic eagle puppet into a bowl of ground quail meat and feeds the chick. He hopes using the puppet will keep the chick from bonding with him instead of its new mother. In between bites, the eaglet cheeps so energetically its body throbs.
Making a mess. Can you pick up your head?
Finally full, the chick droops into a baby blue sheet, cooing a new contented call. The next morning, it's time to introduce the bird to its first nest. Sharp gathers a hefty pile of gear, plus eaglet in pet carrying case, and we head for a remote spot.
I want this one.
He stops at an opening where hills, studded with small, slender oaks, relax into a cliff-top meadow. Zipped into a banana-yellow suit, Sharp straps on a safety harness that will hook him to 100 feet of rope dangling from a helicopter.
Hey, Jess, we're going to start up the engine in about a minute.
All right, copy that.
The chopper lifts off slowly, trailing Sharp under it. He looks as if he's standing in the air. The nest is perched 150 feet above the ocean on a rock pinnacle. Shouting over the roar of the chopper, Sharp records his trip on a video camera mounted on his helmet.
Bird just left the nest.
After the parent flies off, he retrieves the fake eggs and deposits a stunned eaglet in a grassy bed.
Okay, that feels good.
In a scene reminiscent of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Sharp glides over the treetops to a smooth landing.
There was an eagle on there. I couldn't tell if it was a male or a female. I just started circling around sort of my elevation. And as soon as I left, it was back there probably within 20 or 30 seconds.
402, 401.
Okay.
What's going on?
That was the female, and she came right back, and she's brooding the chick.
Good to hear.
The mother eagle begins to care for the baby immediately, apparently unaware or unconcerned that it's not her own. Peter Sharp says the Institute for Wildlife Studies has introduced 6 eaglets to Catalina this year, bringing the total number of bald eagles currently living on the island to 20. With funds from the DDT settlement, the Institute plans to reintroduce bald eagles to other local islands. Settlement dollars will also pay to cover parts of the DDT deposit with clean sand. Sharp says if cleanup efforts are successful, the biggest payoff will come in about 10 years when the eagles will be healthy enough to reproduce on their own. For Living on Earth, I'm Ilse Setziel on Catalina Island.